Simply Done, the podcast network.
Are you there, Mole?
Yeah.
Hey, Perry, what's happening?
Hey, Don, I'm doing okay. How about you, man?
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Mole.
Hey, dude.
Why are you wearing a freaky wig? Because you're a freak?
Not, man. No, man, I have not gone to get a haircut in 3 months.
Dude, please. That's a wig. I'm not stupid.
It's not, dude. I've taken Spitrali, I've taken stuff, and I got all this stuff in my hair.
I think it's really mean that you said that, Perry, and yes, you are stupid.
Mole, get your hair cut.
I'm trying to get a haircut, but I don't want to go out.
Whatever.
It's a mess, dude. It takes forever to dry it. It's a mess. Bad hair day.
It's not even your freaking hair. You look like a freaking hippie, and you look like a
Should
moron.
We get this thing going? Instead of being mean, should we start the show?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man. Not cool, Dan. Not cool, Scaremaster.
Look.
All right. Let's start the show, please.
Let's start the show, please.
Can we just start the show?
Yes. But I first have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Start the show, then I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Do the show start, then the announcement, and then we'll do the show.
Please.
Okay. You want to interrupt again?
I just said please.
Okay, I just asked, are you going to interrupt again?
Not now.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the Podcast. Hello, people of the world, of this coronavirus bullshit number 19 fuck you world. It's me, your old pal Don. And of course, as always, I'm here with the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Mary Jane.
Hello. How are you today? I'm fine, thank you.
How are you today? Oh, you said you're fine, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, I don't think we have any time for tomfoolery because we have a big show, and I believe it's somewhat of a sequel.
One good thing about America is this weekend was the 4th of July, and the biggest surprise was the world-famous Comedy Store opened as a restaurant Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Didn't you have fun, Don?
Well, the prices were high, and I wasn't allowed to walk anywhere. I had to stay seated the entire time, which was kind of a bitch. But it was very nice to be around the Comedy Store. And after the week before, they tried to open as a bar where people came. But that closed less than 24 hours after they started doing it. Well, Mary Jane, it really is a big show, and as I said before, this week's show is kind of a sequel to last week's Simply Don the Podcast, episode 263. Fans have been calling that episode the Spain Spoons edition. Now, if you haven't heard that, I say go back and listen to that first. But right now, Mary Jane, we should get to that.
Take it away.
We are the big three on Zoom recording a podcast for the world. I'm here, of course, with everybody's favorite. Why, it's Mole. Mole, look at
Hey, everybody.
Your hair is really long, dude.
I got COVID hair, man. Don't
Mole,
even
get your hair cut.
I got to get my hair cut. Look at this. It's a mess.
Ugh.
We also have here the guy, maybe one of the greatest guys I've ever seen. He's wearing a Trump shirt, but it's backwards. Where'd you get that?
This was sent to me by Trump.
Trump actually sent that to
you? Yes, yes. Yes.
I don't believe it.
His son, Eric, confirmed that he sent it, so.
Oh, whoa, hey. Hold on a second. Where'd you get that shirt?
Donald Trump sent it.
Oh, man.
And,
hey,
and,
you
Eric,
know what?
And Eric Trump even authorized that he sent it.
You know what, that shirt reminds me of a broken refrigerator, man.
Why does it remind you of a broken refrigerator, Mole?
Because it's uncool.
I got to tell you, you always make me laugh. You
whatever.
Always make me laugh. Funny joke.
Skip and now so I what do you, it right. What do you like,
remember,
what,
it was backwards.
What do you like
before.
Most about him? Oh, yeah. Oh. Look at your shirt, Dan. Look at his shirt, Scaremaster. Look at his shirt says.
When are you going to get your hair done, dude? That's a wig. That's not even your hair.
Can we talk about my shirt?
Your shirt?
I'd rather bad be boys? A Detroit bad boy than a Chicago crybaby.
A fuck Chicago you, crybaby? Michael Go Jordan. Fuck yourself.
What's that?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, fuck you yourself.
Hey, how about... Okay, I'll
and
cover
what,
it up
and in what way am I a crybaby? What did I cry over this time?
Oh, they walked out the court early. I'm going to make sure that Isaiah Thomas won't play on the team that he deserves to be on. Because I'm a crybaby. My name is Michael Jordan.
You remember how he walked off the movie Windy City Heat, the original one?
Yeah,
you remember
right.
that.
That wasn't Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't walk off the movie.
He was supposed to be in it.
You don't remember the scene where you
Michael Jordan
to be in the
wasn't
room
in the
with
movie?
Him?
No, I only remember working with William the Refrigerator Perry,
okay,
not Michael Jordan.
What about Ernie Banks?
And Ernie Banks, correct.
What about when we used to read it on the phone with Mr. Adams and we would read the lines and there was that scene in the locker room with you and Michael Jordan? Do you remember that at all, Mo?
There was no scene with me and Michael Jordan. And if there was, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I only remember. Shut up, Mole.
Yeah,
I only
you
remember.
A long time ago, it's usually like you're talking about something else. You're going,
I only remember the scene that I did with William the Refrigerator Perry.
Speaking
at the
of that,
studio.
Last week was your anniversary, your 28th anniversary of being in show business.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thanks.
Hey, look who's here. It's Mary Jane is here, too. Say hi to Mary
Jane.
Hey,
Mary Jane.
Hello.
And she's 28 also.
She's keeping healthy by keeping her face covered, so she's not catching any coronavirus around you.
Well, you like face covers?
If I've got enough face covers.
But wait, Trump says you're not supposed to wear them.
What? He
Trump
never said that.
That.
He never
yes, he
said
did.
That. He never
yes,
said
he did.
That. He never said you're not supposed to wear them.
He
always said stay safe and keep your face covered.
Yeah, but don't we lead by example?
What? Don't be a moltard, okay?
But he hasn't worn a mask in any high profile.
Because he's on an interview. He wears the mask where he's going.
No, he has not when he.
Yeah, he does. He does. I even saw one picture of him being taken going from what was it from his car to his jet or something like that. He had the mask on.
No, he went to Crazy Girls, no mask. He went to that Ford factory, no mask. He hung out at that truck stop Glory Hole afternoon, no mask.
What?
You're a liar, you jerk.
He went to the Band-Aid factory, no mask.
How dare you talk about President Trump that way?
He's a baby.
God, you're an asshole.
They say, hey, I'd rather be a Detroit bad boy than a Chicago crybaby.
Hey, I'd rather be a Chicago crybaby.
I need to
get
to my announcement.
Than be a Trump snowflake. So I want to take back that stuff I said about Trump. Because by next Sunday, maybe you know he'll have turned everything around.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And it won't be nice to speak ill of the dead.
He even talked politely about the two of you. Let me get to my letter.
I've never noticed with the longer hair, you become more political. You're like one of these hippies.
Really?
The six.
Exactly. It's here to awaken me because it's like that musical. From the 60s.
Hair.
Beautiful.
Give me a down to death. Shoulder links along the head. Here, baby, be there, mama. Come on, daddy.
Get to my letter. I'm not going to deal with you jerk-offs.
Long as I can grow it, mole's hair.
God almighty.
Scaremaster, before you read your announcement, can I ask you one question? What's going on with those Spain spoons? Can you talk about the Spain spoons? Are you supposed to talk about them?
They're safe.
Those are those. You have them? But you have them?
They're safe. That's all I know.
But they, you got them?
Know too.
Remember when we were the big three, the performing artists? Now we're the big three in a crime. Splitting it.
Yeah.
No, it's not a crime. It's not a crime.
Yeah, because they were stolen.
You stole the spoons.
It's not a crime because
you stole the spoons.
I didn't steal nothing.
You told
me. It was sent to me as a gift.
You didn't have
them. You got them.
It was sent to me as a gift.
From who?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're still.
From Mole.
Yeah, I know, but that was my mistake.
But Mole stole them from Mr. Adams. And you knew.
Tell Quincy that I found them.
So you're part of it.
I'm not part of nothing. All I have is a gift sent to me. Okay?
Gary, we became partners.
Yeah, we're partners.
We're not partners.
I already found out where Arthur Slugworth is. He's the guy that wants them. Instead of returning these, we sell them to this Slugworth guy.
Look, I'm in charge, jack-off. I sell them.
No, you're not in charge. You can't.
I'm in charge, you
Dan's
fucking
in charge.
Piece of garbage. I'm selling them.
Charge.
You're not selling shit.
Dan's in charge. I've
they don't
a
have
t-shirt.
A t-shirt saying
hey, scumbag! Scumbag! I'll cancel this fucking show right now and turn into the Scary Perry Tom B show, you no good not. Pile of dog
Whoa.
Shit. There will no longer be a Big Three podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, there will no longer be a Big Perry, Three podcast.
Can I honestly say you are nothing without Mole and I? You are nothing.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You'll see. You'll see.
Oh, will I?
Yeah,
what
you
are you gonna
yeah.
do?
Yeah, you'll see. I just said you will see.
Can
I don't
I
need
something?
Either one of you.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Scaremaster, how much money are you gonna get for the Spain spoons?
Enough.
Did
enough.
You find
split it three ways?
And did you find
it's
the thing
not
that
being
was underneath
split
them?
Three ways.
Hey, I would like to ask this. Where do you have it right now?
It's in a security deposit box.
Where?
No, it's not.
It's in a security deposit box.
I think you're lying.
No, it's not.
I think you're
it's
lying.
It's going to be in a security deposit box.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mole and I both need keys then.
Yeah.
You're not getting keys.
Oh,
just
shit.
In case we got to get them.
No fucking way.
What if we need a spoon?
I didn't even think of that side of it, Mole. Yeah. What if we need a spoon?
What if we need a Spain spoon?
Find a spoon in your own kitchen.
No. You're not going to fuck us over on this. Because I guarantee
fuck you over?
If you were in charge, you were going to ruin this.
If I was in charge?
Yes.
Look, I am in charge. I am in charge, bitch.
Mole.
Yeah, motherfucker. I
Who's
am
in charge.
Charge.
Who's
You're
in charge,
the fucking
Mole.
Bitch, and you better start doing things my way.
Or what?
If you want a cut of this, motherfucker, you better shut your ass and shut
you
your mouth.
Shut
and
your
shut
ass.
Your
you don't know what you're doing. You've
and
never done
listen
anything like this
to
in
me.
Life.
You're not getting a squat of fucking money out of this, cocksucker.
Yeah, bullshit. You're going to ruin it. We've got
no,
some
I'm gonna,
easy
I'm gonna
money.
Ruin what? What am I gonna ruin? What am I gonna ruin? The money that I'm gonna be paid?
You're not gonna
and then
be
it's
paid
gonna
it.
Be split
you need
when I'm
us.
Back. It gets paid to me and I give the money out.
Okay.
To Mole
What's
and
the plan,
to Tom.
Though? What's the
and
plan?
And you get one fucking dollar. Period.
Whoa.
I'll take it a fucking
what?
Del Taco like you did to me
here's
for the past 28 fucking years
That's a
if
great
you
line.
Let me, you
Then
piece
here's
of
what we do.
Shit.
I'm going to call Mr. Adams, and I'm going to tell Mr. Adams that you have him, and you're trying to put a scam on him.
That's a lie. It's
you
not.
Fuck
I don't,
with me?
I'm not trying to put a
fuck
scam on him. I'm not fucking with him.
Okay,
I'm not even...
I knew we
it's
shouldn't
not
have brought
a scam.
Up these spoons. I knew
it's not a scam.
All right, what's the thing that you wanted to do? You had something you wanted to do.
I have a letter I have to read.
All right, I'd like to see this. Go ahead.
This is from Vincent Vernier the First.
Who's that?
The hacker? That hacker?
Yeah, I got my own friend.
Oh. Whoa.
Fuck.
Read on.
You have Huey Craig the Third, and I have Vincent. Okay.
You know that song, Vincent? Starry, starry night.
Hello.
Starry, starry night.
You know, it was kind of a big follow-up.
Shut up, motherfuckers, or I'm not going to read shit. You're not going to get shit.
Nothing can compare to that.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Great song. I appreciate
it. Shut up, Mo. Shut up, Mo, motherfucker. You're not going to get a fucking penny.
Oh, yeah? Neither are you, then.
Hello, Perry. I'm a big fan of yours, and maybe you'll remember when I got in touch with you before, when I gave you some information about your friend Don and Mole. If that doesn't ring a bell, let me remind you. My name is Vincent, and I am the computer hacker that has hacked into the NSA, the NASA, and the NAACP. I hack on the side of good, not evil. I hack to expose corruption and evil people. I'm very good at what I do. I sent you a letter, but at first, I was thinking I must have forgotten to send the letter because I never received any kind of thanks for you at all. I'm sorry about that. I don't even remember what happened.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Then I heard you read the letter on the podcast, so I did send the letter, but I sent it to the most inconsiderate little pile of dog shit that I've ever come across, meaning you, Don Barris.
No, he didn't mean me, because I didn't. I would always thank somebody if they did something.
Because if he's talking about me, I don't even remember getting a letter from this guy.
Now I understand what you tried to say to me. And how you suffered with Gary Perry.
Hold on here. But all I kept going back to was the video where Don kissed Mole. I mean, where Don kissed Perry. Not the other way around. Like most of Americans says, Perry kissed Don. It was gross. In the video, clearly Don picked up Perry with bear hug. And then with those big Majambo lips, kisses poor Perry. Gross. Thank you. I like this guy so far. He knows what he's talking about. Okay. So I went back to thinking about how Perry does deserve help, and I could be the person that could help, but what the fuck, Perry? You don't say thank you when somebody does something for you. I'm very sorry, and thank you. And thank you for this. And I appreciate this letter. And if we are laying all the cards on the table, I should also say that there are some personal reasons why, excuse me, there's some personal reasons why I'd like to help you. And that personal reason is Hugh A. Craig III. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. With a full line of explanation points. Good, because I can't stand him either. I hate him too. Now, I went to undergrad school with him, and I hated how he was the big man on campus. It seemed he went out with all the good-looking women, not only on campus, but some of the most attractive townies at the local karaoke bar. He was always the crowd favorite with his AC/DC Bon Scott songs. Then, yeah, give me a fucking break. I'm the one that sings the Bon Scott songs. Then during grad school at Computer Hack University, he remained a thorn in my side. Yeah, he's definitely a thorn in my side. So we both have something to gain in this relationship. But the word is respect. And you need to give it to me. I will give him respect. And I appreciate everything he's doing for me right now. Every time Don and Mole shit showers and shaves, crimes that Don and Mole have committed, things I can easily help you find out. Good. This is what I like. I want to know every crime you've committed. Every time you shit, shower, and shave. where Don and Mole get their drugs and what drugs are they doing. I want to know what drugs Don and Mole are doing other than smoking marijuana, because I know you're doing, I know Mole himself is doing a lot of different drugs.
Like what guys?
Smoking weed. Okay?
What do you got?
Has Don and Mole ever done time? I want to know that as well. Find out more Mole. Let's see. Find out more about Mole's rogue cop father. Find out who's... Yeah, I want to find out more about your rogue cop dad, Mole.
What do you want to know?
I want to know if he's still alive. I want to know if he's still working for the police in Milwaukee or anywhere else.
Well, he's not. And I want to know
the crimes he's solved as well as the crimes he's committed. Find out who's. Dick Don is sucking to get spots at the Comedy Store.
I'm not doing that. That's bullshit.
Whoa.
It's bullshit.
Good, good, good. I always knew you were a faggot. And if you'd like, I'll even give you some information about these guys now. You're barking up the wrong... Good, and I'm very happy to hear this. You're barking up the wrong tree by thinking that Don is paying Huey Craig III to follow your life. Huey Craig III is Satan the devil. He's the most immoral person that I know, and he's doing this to feel the power. That motherfucker is dangerous, as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than Don Barris. Fucking wow. And he's doing this as a favor to Don? That scares the shit out of me. Yes, Don's eyes are beautiful, but can't be denied, but when people talk about his perfect full lips, that's not true at all. While the lower lip is fat and ugly, like he's been punched about 500,000 times, the upper lip is not as full as and makes the whole lips thing seem a little off.
That's what he said.
And I don't give a shit. And
this guy's really
fucking your lips, your hair,
this guy's
your
more
face.
Obsessed with,
your
he's
fat
more obsessed
ass.
With his lips than you are, dude.
Mole's rogue cop father is still alive, and Mole has not spoken with him in years. I want to know if that's true. Or why is it that you haven't spoken to your father, Mole?
He wants my teeth.
He wants your
teeth.
What?
My beautiful teeth.
You do have
your
beautiful teeth?
Teeth,
Mole.
Thank you.
He wants your teeth. He wants more than that. Mole donated $20,000 to Cat Caps. But only ended up giving only $10,000. What the fuck is that all about, Mole?
Cat Caps? It's a charity where we take runaway cats who are missing their teeth and we give them gold caps for their teeth.
But you've only given half the amount of money.
Oh, because I forgot to give the other half. I'll Venmo that now.
Give it to me, motherfucker.
These are cats that need gold teeth, Scaremaster. They look so awesome. They're so adorable.
Be very proud of what you're doing, Mole. Be very proud.
Thanks, Dan.
Whatever. I want to make sure that you understand. I will accept no payment from you for this service. I will do it for free as your loyal fan and friend, and I'm very thankful. Good. I really appreciate this. Very good. Just show respect toward me, and I am very, 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 very respectful for what you're going to do for me, sir. I totally respect you. And I also need for
you
to apologize to me on the podcast.
You like him?
This person, his name's Vincent, and I'm very thankful that what he's doing is a good service.
I could have told Vincent.
Vincent Furnier the First, I am so sorry for anything I have done to insult you or to embarrass you, and I will never do that again.
Starry, starry night.
Da da do da da da.
What the hell was that? You guys are in trouble. What the hell were you playing?
Don McLean?
Starry, starry night.
That doesn't sound like Don McLean. This isn't a music show. This is a talk show.
Scary, scary night. That's like you, Scaremaster. King of Friday Night.
Fright Night. Not Friday Night. Fright Night Comedy.
All right, is that the end of the letter?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you guys better be worried because he's going to find information on the both of you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, by the way, here's a new segment because it's one I've probably done close to 500 podcasts, and I've never been part of a better response than we did this, I believe, last week. And these are lines that Perry texted to his girlfriend.
Oh, this is great.
Randy. Randy.
Enough about Randy. It's none of your business.
Okay,
what
may I just say that?
Perry,
you're interrupting a new
bit.
You're interrupting a new piece we're doing here.
Everybody loves us.
That's my girl. Look, that's my new girlfriend over there in Arizona. What did you get so fucking Huey Craig III to illegally break into my fucking website or her fucking website and steal private information illegally?
I had nothing to do with it. People love the segment of reading texts that you sent to her. So here we go. Randy, I'm on the toilet right now.
Wait, can I ask, is there anything about he had to make a tinkle so he can't get a boner?
Honey, my shorts are off. This is my dick. I can't find it. Why? Because I just went pee. That's good.
It's none of you. Look,
let me just do this one. Let me just
jag off. Bold fuck. Bold fuck. Shut your fucking mouth.
Please just do one more.
It's private. It's fucking personal. And it's nobody else's fucking business. And if you do this shit again, there will never be another big fucking three. You fucking big fat fucking bastard.
Look at the size of you. You're an elephant, dude. You're an elephant.
I'm a large.
You're
not disgusting. A triple extra large.
I'm not triple
large,
extra large either, cowboy. Shut your fucking fat ass mouth. Let me just read one more, and then we'll move on.
Can I just say one thing really quick?
Go ahead.
Stop
go
reading
ahead.
My personal.
Can I just say one thing?
Affairs.
I think Dan is I think he's the exception of the rule, and everybody's gaining weight in quarantine, and he has never looked better. He looks so fit, and he looks fantastic. Scaremaster.
Fuck you. Fuck you, fatty. Hey, fatty, can you see your dick anymore? All right, anyway, let me read one more, and then we'll move on to something else. I'm having a problem. Let me get hard again. Can we do one more, Mole?
Yeah.
It's my personal remark.
All right, just one more, and then I promise this will be the last one. But I'm going to try to say it as good as I possibly can. Do you see the cum I made for you, Randy?
Shut up, you sick
all right.
bastard.
Now I have a letter I want to read. Dear Big Three, boy, I'll tell you something. Some people are just so stupid that they'll never be able to understand what the fuck is happening. Like your boy there, that little fat roll of Italian grease.
You ain't Craig the Third.
Yep. How many times does someone have to be warned? Hey, listen. Every time you send out a picture of your dick, what you're basically doing is sending that to another dude who then sends it to Don, Mole, and of course, I get the first copy of it.
Oh, not this time.
May I finish the letter? May I finish?
Randy's a female, and she was the first woman that I knew getting.
Are you talking about Randy?
Randy with an I, yes.
All right, let me finish this then. You know, you'll see a picture of a girl, then you meet the girl, and things are just a little off. Roll that video, please. Wait a second. Hold on. Before you roll the video, last time I rolled the video, Perry got very upset because I reported on this. Now, this is from Randy, I guess, supposedly, my buddy, Huey Craig III, found Randy Gallagher, your girlfriend, in Arizona, but I don't think she's in Arizona anymore. And he found her.
Where did he find her?
I think
where
Arizona. Can we play the video?
Oh my God.
Can we play the video, please? Mole, what do you think?
Yeah, what can it be?
I don't want to mess him with my girlfriend.
Mole, your voice is off.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Asked to unmute.
Sorry.
All right, Mole, do you want to see the video?
Yeah, I guess. What's it going to be? Is it Scaremaster pooping in the street?
It's a video from his girlfriend. It's a no, it's not that. It's a video of him from his girlfriend, Randy Gallagher.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Say roll it.
Hold on.
And Scaremaster, roll it. Say roll it.
Roll it.
Hello, Perry.
That's not Randy Gallagher. That's not Randy Gallagher. Oh, my God. That's not Randy Gallagher. That's not fucking
her.
That's not Randy Gallagher.
That's Randy Gallagher?
You transsexual psycho bastards. That's not even fucking her.
Randy Gallagher?
You sick fuck. That's not even her.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You know what, mate? Let's double check. Let's roll it again.
That's not even
Let's
fucking
roll it
her!
Again. Roll it again.
Hello, Perry.
That's you not fucking her!
You want to be my boyfriend?
That's not fucking her!
What is this? You never can ever have this.
That's not her.
That's your girlfriend?
That's not her!
What do you like about her?
Maybe it's that dick you like of hers.
Get that out of there. Get that out of there. That's not her.
Is that her?
Maybe we should. That's maybe disgusting. We should roll it one more time just to see. Well, look at this closely.
And I'm gonna shut your fucking video, motherfucker. It doesn't need to be seen on the computer ever again.
Hello, Perry. You ready to go, girl? You want to be my boyfriend?
Oh my god! Oh my fucking god!
Is that the lady you've been showing your tushy to?
I've been scammed again. I've been scammed again.
Can I say what?
I don't believe that's her, but I've been scammed again.
Harry, can I throw something at you, please? I've said this to you. I've tried to help you out with this. Every time,
I'm gonna.
Every time you do this, what it really is, it isn't a girl. It's a dude fucking with you.
That's
okay. I'm just saying, please. Please
oh
don't,
God.
Hey, because every time you do it, you wait, Craig III gets it. He sends it to everybody. It's out there. I'm saying, please don't do it.
I'm going to watch it again.
You're obsessed with this, Scaremaster.
I'm despicable. I'm mortified.
But you're jerking off in the mirror.
This is disgusting. I can't believe what I just
Perry,
saw.
You try to make yourself as this religious guy, and you keep doing this. Come on, dude.
Don't do it
anymore.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
Okay, I'm saying this to you as your friend. Believe it or not, I'm saying this to you as your friend and business partner.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank you. I've been scammed again. I'll watch it for the last time.
Oh, let me
and I'm
finish
blocking.
This. Let me finish this. I know you can't believe what you've seen in this, but if you could, can you roll it one more time?
Oh my god!
Play it one more time.
Hello, Perry.
Oh my fucking god!
You ready to go, girl? You want to be my boyfriend?
Oh my god!
What is this?
Oh my god!
You never gave ever have this.
Disgust me! Fucking disgusting! Yeah. It's disgusting. Holding a picture of my dick.
Why would you do that? You can't do that anymore.
I was stupid. I was stupid.
All right, let's just move on from here, and I don't think I'll ever bring it up again.
I've been scammed.
Let me finish this. Your fan, computer hack, and former business associate, Huey Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. P.S. Oh, by the way, Perry has never denied being gay, though.
Hey, why did...
I never said that I was gay. I always said that I'm not gay.
I'd rather be a Detroit
bad boy. I always said that I've never.
Chicago crybaby. By the way.
Yeah, I'll cry out that I can't stand the fact that this transsexual is trying to become my girlfriend.
Scaremaster, you're really in love with that dude, huh?
No, I'm not in love with that dude.
Listen, the heart wants what it wants.
That's not who I thought was Randy. Okay.
You were bragging about how much you loved her and you were going to marry her.
We were talking about it, and then all of a sudden,
that wasn't even a picture sent to her. That was sent to somebody else, wasn't it?
No comment.
You're playing the bitches left and right. Those dick pics of yours. Good job. Hey, Tom, what are you doing here?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I know you're in the middle of the show.
Hey, Tim Brennan. Hey, we just saw a picture of Perry's girlfriend's ding-dong.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm sorry for breaking in right now. Look, this is really bad. Perry, can I talk to you for a second?
Perry, yes, sir.
I just hit somebody at my door. I just got visited by the Pinkertons, okay? They showed me a warrant. They showed me a warrant with your name on it, okay? I don't know why they came to me. Oh. They must know I represent you or something. But look, this whole thing with the Spain spoons, it's taken a really bad turn, okay? They're on your way to your place right now with a federal warrant, okay? A federal warrant.
I bet this is about the spoons. I bet it's about the spoons.
It is about the Spain spoons.
Hey, Tom, if they need a witness, I'll be more than happy to volunteer to be a witness because I was cut out as a partner.
I think this whole thing just got really bad.
Fucking asshole. Fuck him. Cut me out? You going to cut me out, Perry?
Well, if you want 50% rather than 10%, yeah.
I don't want 50%. I want a third apiece between you, me, and Bull.
Wait, who's pressing charges, Tam?
The warrant said John Quincy Adams. I know John's handwriting. I know his signature.
The calligraphy,
he takes a lot of care to sign his name, and I will notice that anywhere. And it's like, this is no longer a fun thing to talk about. And Perry, they're on their way to you right now, so we got to do something.
Let them come over here.
They're going to arrest you, Perry. They're going to arrest you.
They're going to try to arrest me.
Where are the spoons?
Are they in the apartment?
Go get the spoons right now, please, help you out of this. Please.
Stay.
You have a puppy with you right now? Stay there, boy.
Does he have a dog?
I don't have a dog. No, please, guys. You know what? This isn't a funny thing.
Hey, Tom, lighten the fuck up.
No, you know what?
We should get Scaremaster a dog.
Right now, I'm just worried about Perry's safety. So, can we please just get this taken care of?
I like the idea about the dog.
Scaremaster, you want a dog?
That's the box.
You want a dog?
Hey, show the spoons.
Perry, these guys are like 15 minutes away from you right now.
Hey, shut up. We're doing a fucking show or I'll block you off.
Hold on.
Let me see the spoons, Perry. Hold them up.
Oh, so there's video of you. You have the spoons, so they can find that.
That was the stupidest thing I have ever seen in my life. And the fact that his publicist let him do that.
No, listen. Someone can get really
hurt
here.
You let him do it. Okay. You knew if he showed him on camera, he's screwed.
Perry.
And you let him show him on camera.
Perry, can I just talk to Perry for a second? Perry, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Look.
What? Put it away?
Perry, do you understand what I'm saying? No, stay here. Look, you're stronger than I am, okay? Maybe you can do a long-term prison stretch.
No, I'm not stronger than you.
I can't, okay?
I can't do a prison stretch.
You're a pretty boy. They're going to take advantage
of you. Oh, yeah, Scaremaster.
Can I throw an idea at you?
Sure.
What's the idea?
I want the question answered. Why is it that when Mole and I both said this should be in a safety deposit box, Perry said it was, and then he went in his bedroom and got it?
Oh, you weren't telling the truth, Scaremaster.
It's going to be in a safety deposit box.
Perry,
tomorrow.
It's going to be possessed by the Pinkertons. Do you not understand what I'm telling you? They're coming to you right now.
Perry, can I ask you a question? Can you play stupid?
Very.
Let's just sit on that for a second.
Let them come to me now.
Perry.
What are they going to do? Get here at about 9 p.m.?
Do you understand what grand larceny is? This is beyond grand larceny.
This is a gift sent to me. This was a gift sent to me by Moore.
That was a mistake.
And I kept the envelope.
It doesn't matter, Perry. You're still going to get handcuffed. Hey, you're on their way to you right now.
Hey, lighten the fuck up. We're doing a show here. It's going out live.
There's nothing to be lightened up about, okay? This is really serious.
You let me show the spoons on TV, you moron. Go ahead, Paul. What are you saying?
Why don't I see if Quincy was taking one of his sensory deprivation tank baths. I can see if he's...
And if the Pinkertons come over here for these spoons, what do I do? Give them to them?
Eat them.
No, they're going to arrest. They're going to arrest you because you're in possession of stolen stuff.
You guys are a bunch of fucking idiots. You know, sending sending me these fucking spoons. You guys are a bunch of fucking assholes.
What did I say to you? I said, let me control the spoons. You're not a leader, Perry.
But you said you needed spoons.
I didn't say I needed spoons, you jackoff. You did
the chili thing.
And you're smiling like a fucking
prick. That's because I'm high.
I've got enough fucking spoons, you
fucking
prick.
Hey, why do you
got to
be rude?
Because he's an asshole. You mailed me fucking pick the Spain spoons, you jackoff. That's what you did. You, Walter Malinsky, mailed me, Perry Caravello, Spain
spoons. Yeah, because you told me to.
As well as the 1492 ticket to the United States of America.
Yeah, or the Columbus ticket.
If I'm going to jail, motherfucker, this is all coming out.
Yeah, but Quincy, quick. But I'm
not
in possession of it.
You are going to get busted.
But I'm not in possession of any of it.
Here, it's an open and shut case. I told you you couldn't handle this. I said, let me take them. I'll make sure they're safe.
Don, I need your help here.
All right. Can I come over and get the spoons?
I need your help here. No, you're not coming over to get the spoons.
You know, I have an idea. I have an idea. Hey, Dan.
What?
Why don't you talk to Quincy about dropping the charges?
Thank you, Mole. That would be polite.
I don't think he'll do it because they already signed
no,
the federal warrant.
Please, let's go that route, please.
I'll go get him.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll go get him. Hold on.
Hey, two.
Mr. Adams.
Don't start getting ready to show off to Mr. Adams when he comes out here.
Oh, please, Don. Please, it's so not about that.
Fuck you. Just shut up.
Mr. Adams.
Hey, Don, this is serious.
Shut up.
Oh,
you fat fucking
bastard.
Look
how fat you are, you fucking animal. It's unbelievable how much weight you put on.
I'm an animal, you fucking cow.
You're a fucking pig.
I'm a pig, you fat
I'm a pig. Look at the size of you, animal. Look at your stomach.
Don, this is fucking serious.
And you're asking me to do a favor for you. Oh, boy, I hope I say the right things. Fuck you. Apologize. Say I look slender. Say I look slender.
I look slender. You look slender. You look like a fucking cow-faced piece of garbage.
You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. All right, hey, let's get Quincy. Is he coming down? Yes or no?
I'll get him. Hold on, I'm looking for him.
Look at Mr. Pretty Boy, looking to see how he looks. What's going on with you, Tom?
I'm just very concerned for Perry right now, okay?
Hold on. Mr. Adams! Mr. Adams, you got to come up here because Scaremaster's freaking out. God. He showed his he just found out that his girlfriend has a ding-dong, and he's, like, freaking out because the Pinkertons are coming to arrest him. They just went to Tam's house, and now they're coming to arrest him. You got to come in here. Mr. Adams, you got to come in here.
I'm going
to
go
Perry,
get some water.
Do you want me to help you, yes or no? Go get some
Please?
Water and hurry
yes.
back here then. And then I'll help you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, Mr. Adams. Scare Master's going to go get some water. And then when he comes back, you can talk to him. Mr. Adams?
All right, Perry, before
Hello?
He gets
yes.
Mr. Adams, what do I get out of this deal?
Well, let's see. Tom is getting 20%, and I'll give you 20%.
How much do you get?
That's 40%. I get 60%.
No, Mole gets some too.
Well, yeah, all right. 2, 4, 6.
Tell me if you like this. All right, you get 25%. Mole gets 25%. Tom gets nothing. I get 50.
You know what? None of us are getting anything.
Tom gets 20%. You're getting nothing. I'll be thrown in jail, motherfucker.
Okay, you weren't just paid a visit by the Pinkertons. I was.
Oh, come on. Your boyfriend's going to come on.
Oh,
then what are you going to do?
He's not my boyfriend.
Gosh, he's not. He's not my boyfriend,
hello.
You fucking homo.
Oh, Mr. Adams, you're a little loud.
Sorry.
Can barely hear you, Mr. Adams, because you're over-modulating.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Adams,
welcome to the show, Mr. Adams.
Do me a kind favor.
Yeah, wonderful to be here.
Hey, do you see Tommy here? Tombs here.
Excuse me.
Listen, I don't have a lot of time. I'm as you, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a lead on the Spain spoons, and apparently my agents are honing in on the spoons as we speak. And they're stop. One second, Penny. They're
Mr.
ready
Adams.
To make an arrest.
Okay,
I've just
Perry.
Been I've been contacted by the lead investigator. He just contacted me. They're 10 minutes away from making an arrest and finding the Spain
All
spoons.
Right.
It's a very very exciting night. Very exciting.
I have some. Very exciting night. I have some news for you, Mr. Adams.
Yeah.
And I need to ask Perry to shut his fucking mouth because he's going to blow it again. A little bit earlier, I told him how to handle this situation, and he blew it. So I'm asking him, shut up, Perry. I will handle it. Do you understand me?
I understand.
All right, Mr. Yes, Adams. Sir. You know, things can get crazy.
Oh, do I ever. One time, I was in Turks and Caicos, and someone dared me to snort a grasshopper. Now, not the drink, but the insect. Turns out the insect was filled with the drink, which has creme de menthe, a little bit of vodka. Anywho, it was a wild night.
I forgot to say, probably should have. Could you send Perry one of those fireman calendars that you have?
You guys! You guys!
Hey, Perry, what did I say? What did I say? Now, shut up.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Yeah, well, I'm not too.
Get your monkey
I'm
back.
I'm not taking
Put your
this fucking
back
conversation with you and John Quincy
right,
Adams.
Everybody,
like it's a fucking
everybody,
joke.
Because
this is
let's
not
just
a fucking
see
joke.
On, okay?
It's very exciting. Hold on. They're 8 minutes away. They're 8 minutes
oh,
away.
God.
I'm getting real time text from the lead investigator.
John, can I step in here? Can I say something?
8 minutes away from
well,
what?
No,
my
said,
house?
No, not your house. They said they're heading to where, to whomever has the spoons. You don't have the spoons.
God.
Do you have the spoons, Penny?
Can I tell you what happened, Mr. Adams?
Certainly.
All right. Who is your arch enemy?
Quincy!
Shut up, Perry. You've done nothing but ruin things.
Then Don, you want to handle this?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Shut your fucking mouth.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say a name, Mr. Adams. You tell me what that name means to you. Arthur Slugworth.
Arthur Slugworth. Arthur Slugworth is who most likely has the spoons. He's one of my arch nemesis. He's been after the spoons.
He did have them until Perry took the spoons away from him and fought two of his security people.
But that makes no sense.
And one of the security people that he hurt, he later converted to a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, that's all good and fine. What I'm concerned with, Mr. Barnes, is who has my spoons? My Spain spoons! Perry, do you have my Spain spoons?
Everything Don said is true.
Perry has the spoons. He got them for you.
I now have the spoons. Okay?
May I say what I think is happening here? Mr. Barnes, that was very, very nice of you to try to cover for your friend. Very nice of you. Of course, you know that you've just perjured yourself in court. There's a GPS tracker in the Spain spoons. That's what...
John, I'm sorry. John, can I jump in here?
Tom?
Yeah, it's Tom. How are you? Listen, John, I saw the warrant. Let's not dance around this. I saw the warrant, okay? I saw everything that's on it, okay? I saw the names on it. I think this whole thing is just a big misunderstanding. So how can we clear this up? That's
well, let me try to clear something up. And I believe Mr. Barnes will agree with me that the only way that I could convey my disappointment in learning that Perry is the thief and that Perry will be incarcerated and brutally, brutally sodomized, the only way that I can convey those feelings is through song.
Oh, my God.
I would like to sing a song about how this all makes me feel. All right?
No, it's got... Whoa. Stop right...
Shut the fuck up. Sing the song, Tom.
Mr.
Adams, sing the song.
Mr. Tom, you're welcome to join in, but...
I'm not interested, John. Look...
All right, let's do this. Let me step into the booth so you can truly hear me.
This is fucking bullshit.
Shut up, Perry.
And... We'll begin.
We're buttering him up. We're listening to his song.
Spoon, a did you steal my spoons? They were the very valuable Spain spoons, you see. Oh, Scaremaster, you disaster. You'll soon be a-blowing, 'cause you're a-going to a jail.
I'm not going to jail.
Two co-stars, Brock and Old Big Lou.
They'll
have to move on without you, Fury. And after all the times I did defend your lazy, beef-eater rear end, is Mole even your best friend?
Mole is not my best
Spoon
friend.
Spoon Robber!
Don is not my best friend.
Petty!
We're friends.
Oh, and look who it is. It's the Nicholas Brothers. Oh, and they're doing a Breakfast at Tiffany's thing. Dressed up like Mickey Rooney, is it? Young Asian man. Oh, look. And they've got their short shorts and their tank tops and their Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, Spoon.
Hold on, I just heard some take doors shut outside my
door. You heartbreaker. How could you not see the stone cold immorality? Two felonies, those will be the crime. What a long prison time it will be. You shouldn't even be allowed on to Zoom.
Quincy, we don't have time for this.
You fat and sad buffoon, Spoon Robber.
Oh, you just don't give a flying fuck about my life or anybody else.
Eddie.
It's your own.
Yes.
Yes. Big fucking show.
Well, Petty is the Spoon Robber.
I need Quincy to drop all charges because I didn't steal a goddamn thing. It was mailed to me.
All right. Listen. Thoughts.
Drop all charges because I didn't steal anything.
Listen. Who's handling
first.
This? Do you ever shut
first
up, Harry?
First things first.
That song was beautiful.
Thoughts. Thank you, Mr. Balmers. Thank you. Petty, what did you think of the song?
The song was fine. The situation is untenable.
I will say this, Mr. Adams. The entire time I was watching Tom listening to it, and he was crying at one point, and he looked like he was in love.
Tom.
He looked like he was in love.
Oh.
If I'm upset, it's because of the situation, not because
of
the song.
Up.
Oh, hold on. I just got a text 3 minutes away. They're three minutes away.
Oh,
Mr. Adams, I need to ask you a favor for me.
Drop all charges, please.
May I ask you a favor?
What do you need?
First of all, you've always talked about how adorable my eyes are, correct?
Oh, wonderful. Like an azure lake in deepest summer.
We don't have time for this.
Harry, I kind of told a fib about how Perry was the hero and all that. That didn't happen.
I think,
but he wasn't.
You were just trying to protect your friend. I understand.
But it was somewhere between that, right in the middle. And when you look at it that way, was what Perry did that bad? He also wanted.
Well,
he tried to share money with Mole and myself because he.
How much was he going to share? How much were you giving Mr. Barnes?
Mole was getting 20%. Don was getting 10%.
Why would I have only gotten 10%?
Because Mole mailed the spoons to me.
Mole mailed the spoons? I ate it by accident. Oh, Walter, you are a dickens. You're incorrigible, and I love it. I know.
You see, the whole thing's a misunderstanding, so we can just let
it was
the whole
a gift
go.
Mailed to me. I didn't know it was
why is Tom
stolen?
Even here?
2 minutes away. They're 2 minutes away. They're 2 minutes from the bus.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we just call this whole thing off now that we're talking?
They say they're at Reseda and Victory. Is that close?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's close.
What would you have Perry or Tom do for you to have you call the Pinkertons off?
Call them all.
Come on, Mr. Call Adams.
Them. Yes.
I've been your friend for a long time. Perry always found you to be very attractive.
Thank you, Perry. Thank you, Perry. Thank you. It's very nice of you. It's very nice of you.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting. You're fucking disgusting. Fucking, you're sick, you fucking despicable, evil, demonic bastard.
Who are you talking to?
You fucking prick.
I love the energy. I love the energy. May I ask you this, Perry?
Talk to me. Talk to me, Quincy.
For me to drop charges, which I don't even know why I would drop charges. We have you dead to rights. We have the stone.
Because you're a good guy. Because you're a sweetheart.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You would drop charges because, one, you're a good guy.
Thank you.
Two, they were mailed to me as a gift. I didn't steal anything. I was never in your home. I don't know anything about your home. I've never been to your home.
Well, I would love to have you to my home. How's about that? How would you like to come to my home for a sleepover?
Never a sleepover. Never a sleepover.
I just came up with a wonderful idea. Is that bed and breakfast of yours still open?
It certainly is.
Maybe Perry and Tom could come and help you for a while. Tom knows the business.
No fucking way!
Perry doesn't have a passport. Perry doesn't have a passport.
Let's think. Tom does know the business. All right, okay, so that's that. And the EU's no longer allowing filthy Americans. Let's think. Perry,
what?
Do me a favor.
What?
Like, do me a favor. Would you like to do me a favor?
Well, like what?
What normally constitutes a favor?
No, I'm not going to give you head. And no, I'm not going to jerk you off.
Wow, you're a sick dude, Perry.
I was suggesting you detail my car.
You want me to detail your car?
Mr. Adams didn't do that to you. That's insulting. You're trying to get Mr. Adams. I would apologize to Mr. Adams right now.
Because of what happened to me 28 fucking years ago.
Hold on. They're a minute and a half away. They're a minute and a half away.
Mr. Adams, call them off. Call your dogs off, please, for me.
Please.
Shut up, Tom.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because of what happened to me 28 fucking years ago.
Petty, let me ask you this. Petty, let me say something, please. Petty, we've had our differences in the past, true?
Yes.
But I believe, as businessmen, we can move forward.
Thank you. And I agree.
Do me a favor. Tell me a few things out of sheer goodwill. Tell me a few things you like about me.
You're a polite gentleman.
You've stuck
with this show for the past 28 unbelievable, despicable years with us.
Wonderful. Thank you.
But you've helped us with the movie Windy City Heat.
Oh, Vincent.
Is there anything else we can do?
Starry, starry night.
I will say.
But a new album came out from Don McLean.
Perry, is that what you're really worried about right now?
Record than American Pie from Don McLean.
He's overdue for a new album. He's overdue.
Could we please get back to the matter at hand, please? Am I the only one concerned?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are being fucking jagoffs.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Adams, you know, I think Perry sometimes is like that big stupid dog that goes and eats shit from neighbors. And, you know, he comes in, he's got shit all over his paws, and he's just a fucking dumb dog.
I am.
You love him. You love that little rascal. And he made a mistake. He tried to rip you off.
How did I try? Wait, Don. How did I try to rip him off? I was mailed.
Let me go. Hey, can you let me do this?
You do it. I'm not saying nothing.
Well, he tried to rip you off. And now he's saying that anything he or Tom can do for you, they're willing to do. Just call these guys off. Right, Tom?
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, John, I'm here.
Let me make one suggestion. Tom, I've been stuck inside for a dog's age. No offense to your religion, Petty. I've been stuck inside. And what I truly miss is the company of another gentleman having a delicious dinner together. Would you like to join me for a wonderful repast?
Dinner. You mean dinner, like dinner out.
Yes, you and I will hit the town. Well,
in a public restaurant where the people are around.
Well, more of a private setting. I'm afraid of the,
enough.
The diseases. But
well, of course, that they've got separations now.
Just like the two.
In all tables.
Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Starry, starry night.
That's the one.
Tom, I think you're going to need to do this. If he's willing to meet with you in a restaurant for a dinner or a lunch, I think that would be...
No, it would be a dinner. It would be a late night dinner in a private setting.
Not late night. No later.
Let's
excuse
determine
me.
The time.
I'll
let's
tell you the time. I will tell you the time. The dinner is no later than 9 p.m.
No, I'm going to come in and say, no, that's not fair.
That is fair.
The gentleman always decides on what time.
I'm European. I don't eat until at least 11:30.
Tom, just do whatever he needs.
Oh, all right.
Hold on.
But, if there's any immorality involved, it's canceled immediately. Canceled immediately.
Is that optional?
That is not optional. I said if there is any type of immorality involved, meaning you give him the DRP pills?
But if he does give him the DRP pills, the pops, he will get what he wants.
Then then you're not going to get spoons or this map or nothing.
Oh, he'll get something. He'll get doom.
John, we're just talking about dinner, right, John? Just dinner.
Listen, gentlemen, don't listen in for a second. Tom, it's
John.
Tom,
hi.
It's me. John. Are you still in
yeah,
the same
I'm still
place?
Yeah, in the same place. But listen, John.
I'm going to send a car
wait,
around.
You mean are we talking about tonight?
It's going to whisk you up to an airfield, and I'm going to fly you out on the jet. We're going to have a wonderful dinner. The top of the world. How's that sound? Oh, sorry. I've just got an update. They stopped to grab a coffee. They're going to be about 3 minutes. They're going to be about 3 minutes. They stopped at the 7. Is there a 7-Eleven on Reseda there some along the way?
Let me just clear this up, okay? I agreed to do this.
They're all caffeinated and they're ready to bust in the door. What do I do? What do I tell them?
John, I want you to call this off.
Call
it off. I will agree under those terms, but you have to call this off, okay? And Perry, what do you think? Perry,
Mr. Adams and Toomer together again. All right.
Perry?
I don't like what's going to happen. Because if he drugs you in any... I'm just going to say this. If there is no DRPs involved and you're only eating dinner and you get to go home the same evening, then this is all thumbs up. If there's a DRP involved and you don't get to go home the same evening as requested, then I keep
hold
the spoons.
On.
I keep the tickets.
Perry, hold on a second.
And I'm
John?
Selling it at a flea market.
Hey, let me throw this in there before you ask John. What if Toom wants to stay with Mr. Adams the night?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
You don't know that.
I do know that. Tom Brennan does not want to stay with Quincy. Absolutely
well, look,
not.
We don't have to go there. Okay.
Tom Brennan
I
is not gay.
I want to clarify. Can Perry and the Pinkertons? But listen,
they're around the block. They're around the block. They're out of the cars. They're out of their cars.
Okay. Listen. Can we negotiate here? Okay. How about this? I'll agree to your terms. We'll go out to dinner, just dinner, but Perry gets to hang on to the Spain spoons in the interim while we figure everything out, okay? You know where they are. They'll be very safe. Perry's a very responsible guy. I can vouch
Perry,
for
will
him.
You? Can I count on you being responsible with the Spain spoons? I need to hear it. Tell me, you swear
I'm
on the Spain spoons?
I'm very responsible. Yes, I am.
Let me...
I just said right now, these Spain spoons are not going anywhere.
All right,
I swear that's good enough for me. Spain spoons, they are not going anywhere.
Please hold. Please hold.
I didn't try to steal spoons from Mr. Adams. You're the fucking...
We're going to hold off. Stand down. Almighty. Stand down. Yes. No, I'm... Yes. Well, I'm paying the bill, Pinkerton. Stand down. One moment.
Quincy.
Quincy,
listen to me. Pinkerton. Thank you so much.
Understand. Well, yes.
Quincy, thank you.
Your sniper has a shot. Should you take the shot? Your sniper has a shot now. Don't take the shot. Don't take the shot. Don't take the shot.
No shots.
No, don't take the shot.
No shots.
Do I want you to go in and get the spoons? No. No, don't go in to get the spoons. We're going to leave them there. We're going to leave the spoons in play for now. Yes. All right. Now, if you'll excuse me. What, Mr. Pinkerton? May I ask you a question, Mr. Pinkerton? Why are these spoons so much trouble? I know! Walter, would you like to tell Mr. Pinkerton? Yeah, because they cause a stir! Ha ha ha, these spoons! Quite right.
Oh my God! Come on, Mole! Stop being trying to be funny here.
He was.
All right, stand down, Pinkerton. I will let you know.
No guns. I don't need any fucking guns. I don't use a fucking gun.
Oh, you see him?
No need for guns. There's no need for any violence.
One moment, please, Petty. One moment.
Can
the sniper tell me what he's wearing?
Stand down, then. Thank you.
Yes, a black Trump shirt. Yes, and what else? Red shorts, yes. Exactly, that's the one, yes. All right, stand down. We'll put a pin in this for now. I'll let you know if we need to proceed. I have a dinner date with an angel. Doodles! Wow, Mr. Adams is really stiked, man.
Quincy!
He's gone, he just took
John
off.
John Quincy Adams!
He just took off.
John Quincy Adams, I thank you so much.
All right, listen... All right. Yeah, I'm going to sign off. I got to take care of things. I got to have to get ready for this dinner.
Tom?
Perry, I'll talk to you later.
Dude, I request no overnights with this guy. Make sure that it's no overnights. Do not take any pills or anything that he drops in your food or in your drinks. If he drops something in your drink, you send
absolutely
the drink back.
I'm not stupid.
Keep an eye on everything you see at the dinner table.
Quincy's paying.
Kabish?
That's a fair point. All right, guys.
All right, see you later. And right now, here he goes back to those sweet texts to Randy from Perry. When will you play tongue hockey with my dick? And now, let's get to the thing that people seem to love more than anything.
Stop reading
on this
these, man.
It's time once again for a little thing that we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Mole Play. Now, this is a game, an improv game, that you will tell us what we're going to do, and we will act it out. And remember, if you want, Mary Jane is here, too, if you need another player.
Hello.
Mole Play.
Okay.
Hi, MJ.
They're gone. He called them up. They left. They just left. In this Mole Play, we're going to go back to the origin of the Spain spoons. Where did they come from? They came over on a boat. That's Santa Maria with Christopher, there was the
Columbus. Columbus.
Fucking idiotic. Hey, I'm going to go over here. Hey, I discovered a new land. Fucking moron. You fucking.
One of the greatest Italians ever.
Moron. Where was he going? Where was he going when he discovered a
No, you're the fucking moron, you fucking moron.
What did he discover?
To discover
Hold on a second.
Called America.
I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Discovered the United States of America.
We meet the Spanish guy who has the Spain spoons as he gets aboard the boat to go to America. His name is Rafael Nadal. Rafael Nadal has his Spain spoons and he's got his ticket. And he gets on the boat and wants to know what the trip to America is going to be like. Dan, you play Christopher Columbus. Scaremaster, you play Rafael Nadal. Ball play.
Hey, I'm my man. Come on in here. Welcome to the Christopher Columbus boat to the New World. By the way, yes, it's going to smell that way all the way over to the New World. We're Italianos.
Rafael Nadal asks about America.
What do you plan on doing over there? Spanish. I mean, what do you? How many? Do you know how far we're going to be going before
we want to be an Italian?
Because Spaniards
would you ever want to even be considered
Spaniards
an Italian?
It's and Italians are the same way. We're both Latin. It's because Italians are the nicest, warmest, most respected type of people over there in Europe. We make the fastest. Name three good Italians. Let's see. Mario Andretti, Michael Andretti, and Antonio Andretti. That's all in the one family. My father, Sonny LeBrant Caravello. My uncle, Paul Giuliano. And my other uncle, Jim Sferis.
What the ladies are like in America. You asked Rafael Nadal asked Christopher Columbus about the ladies in America.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you guys imagine what the ladies
are like. Neither one of us know what the ladies are like in the New World.
The ladies are nice.
Rafael Nadal tells him, I hope the ladies are nice think because the last clue. Lady I fell in love with had a ding. Ding dong.
You're lying, Rafael.
The last girlfriend I had a fucking cock, so I hope they're nice.
Who was?
I was scammed again, okay? Scammed, well, I was. Scammed again. Really by a trans testicle. And then there is no character to break.
Right there?
Because I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. Go on.
Aren't you supposed to give them to me? It's the origin of the fucking
spoon.
This
was the gift that was mailed to me.
Hold them up so I can see them.
Yeah. Here you go. Take the spoons. I got the box closed. I'm not going to reopen it.
And now Rafael Nadal and Christopher Columbus give each other a big
closed
European
rubber band and everything.
It's on the cheap.
You're into this
faggot
shit, and I'm sick and tired of it. Fuck you. There's no hugs. There's no fucking kisses. On the side of the cheek's fine, okay? You're damn right I'm fucking homophobic, you big fucking Mick Jagger. Yeah, I just found out my girlfriend's got a dick. You fucking sick prick.
Not my fault.
And that's not the girl that I was. That's not the girl.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Oh, that was a fantastic one. Good job, mole. Well, listen, I see by the clock on the
scammed
wall it's time
again
to get out of here.
Scammed again.
Where are you going?
Thank you.
Do you have any social media to give out?
Want to grab some food? I'm now on Cameo. Cameo forward. Put it in Instagram, Scary Perry WCH on Instagram, as well as Cameo /Perry Caravello and Twitter. I forgot what my
really promote your promotion machine. Good job, Scare Master.
Scary Perry WCH.
Do you have any social media to give
you
out?
You could just contact my best friend, Scare Master, and he'll let
Thank
me know
you.
What's up.
Mary Jane, do you have any social media to give?
Hello. No.
Thank you.
Your social media. Go ahead, Don.
You know what? I'll wait until let's send it back to the studio with us. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys. Hey, congratulations, Dan and Scare Master.
Why me?
You guys are great guys.
You know, right. I got to say this.
Bye-bye.
I just wanted to say.
I'm holding on to these spoons.
I'm really sorry about Randy. You guys were really in love. And to have that surprise happen.
Maybe you can work around that. Maybe you can work around that.
Thank
but
you.
Maybe you're still in love.
Thank you. Scammed again. Was scammed again.
But you got to know Randy for as
I'm not in love with a fucking guy, you fucking wacko.
Not your lie.
Look, I am not. It was a lie. It was a fucking lie.
You were before you knew it was a guy.
It's not. I'm not in love with a fucking guy.
But you loved him.
No. It was a lie. It was a lie.
Right. So, you know.
I sent my Nobody's pictures perfect. To a fucking guy. Okay?
Everybody makes mistakes.
That's a Billy. It's a Billy
thanks
Wilder.
For, thanks
thing.
For the nobody's perfect remark. And yes, nobody's perfect.
All right. Well, and with that, I say, Perry, whatever. Good job. Mole, wonderful job.
Wow. What excitement.
What I find exciting is the way that the fans have been responding by helping you, sending you t-shirts. Today is the 916th day that you've worn a different t-shirt. First off, and people that donated are Corey Don Mingura. He sent you a black t-shirt that I think is pretty cool. It's a shirt with the famous Perry cartoon head that asks the age-old question with the phrase, "Bye?" question mark. Excellent. Also, a gift from the Blue Stem hand sanitizers. They can be found at www.bluestemhs.com. And they were nice enough to send a letter. Should I read it?
Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
Blue Stem hopes our sanitizers find you all in great health. While our hand sanitizers cannot cleanse away the many rotten sins Perry has committed in the past, it can help prevent the spread of COVID-19. We all must do our part not only to protect ourselves, but those we care about. Many of your biggest fans live in parts of our great country hardest hit by COVID and the resulting impact both financially and mentally. We hope our product can help those of you find comfort in knowing there are options to safely returning to business. Perry, you don't have to be a dirty, nasty, greasy, germ-spreading slob. Put one of these 2-ounce bottles in your chastity belt of a fanny pack and give your hands a few mists after wiping your nose or opening a door. Don and Mole, keep these close and spray your hands after you know who leaves. Together, we can all do our part to stay safe. Best regards, Blue Stem Hand Sanitizer. Oh, and look here. This is a whole huge box of this.
Well, it's not that big of a box, and I will tell you, a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, Don has made some kind of connections and has been paid off by the Blue Stem hand sanitizer people. That is the farthest thing from the truth.
For all you fans out there that want to contribute to Don's t-shirts, please send 2XL t-shirts to Don Barris. Very important to put his name on it. Don Barris.
We had a fan, well, actually it was Corky, that sent me a t-shirt, but he sent it to himself at my post office box, and I never received it.
Yes, that was a big, big mess. So 2XL t-shirts to Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046.
Is that it right there? Okay. Well, we've gone through two episodes, and we're still really unclear of what's going on here. Where are the Spain spoons? Who has the Spain spoons? How did the John Quincy Adams tomb dinner go? Will the Pinkertons ever get the Spain spoons back? And what about Randy Gallagher?
These and other questions, will they ever be answered?
If people wanted to get in touch with you with the social media, Mary Jane, how would they go about doing that?
Every single Monday night at 10 p.m. at the world-famous Comedy Store, except for right now with the epidemic quarantine closure mandate. You can still catch The Ding Dong Show on YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show every Monday night at 10:30 p.m.
You know, I'll tell you something. When we talk about the fact that there's no Ding Dong Show tomorrow night, Tony is doing his Kill Tony show from the Comedy Store, and they're going to have TVs outside so people can watch. Maybe we can get our Ding Dong Show back in there.
That's super duper duper exciting. Also, on Facebook, please find and join the Big Three Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club. On Reddit, find us at SDTPN. Also, there's something with Discord. You've got to track down the link from Corky or Don or something.
Corey, yeah. Oh, Mary Jane, aren't we forgetting something? How about letting people know your social media so they can get in touch with you?
Oh, well, if they've watched Friday night's Zoom show or any of the last six episodes of Simply Don, the Zoom show, which airs every single Friday at 9:30 p.m., on YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show, because we need you, everyone, to subscribe to YouTube channel Simply Don the Podcast Network YouTube. So, for me on Instagram, A with the Circle, THESMOKING, MARYJANE, and for Twitter, after the A with the Circle, please remove the THE. Thank you. How about you, Don?
Well, if you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. My Facebook is Don Barris. My Instagram and my Barriscope are also at SimplyDon1. That is the number one. But we have had a long show and a very dramatic one. But it's time to say goodbye.
I would nail him. I would put him in jail.
Shut up, Don! I'm trying to get things done right.
Hello, Perry. You ready to go, girl? You want to be my boyfriend? What is this? You never gave ever have this.
STTPN, Simply Done.